the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Otto sitting in for John Stadtmiller on this Wednesday, April 11th, 2007. This is the National Intelligence Report. We are here tonight to take a bite out of this New World Order. And if we don't, this New World Order is going to take a bite out of us. Well, I think you know from the amount of taxes you pay right now that they have taken a bite out of you. And you know what from what you get of from all your tax dollars, that it is precious little. There really does exist an evil conspiracy that literally runs the world. It pulls the political strings from behind the scenes, and you know people who believe that this could not be possible because the newspapers and television would have informed us. Well, I want to excerpt a little paragraph from a speech by President John F. Kennedy. Now, this is the second paragraph of a speech. In the first paragraph, he gives his admonition against secret societies. I quote JFK. He said, "We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of election, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised." And President Kennedy should have heeded his own words there. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. For it wasn't long afterwards that he was silenced, and I think it was for this very reason. Well, in addition, he threatened to cast the CIA to the four winds if they didn't get out of the drug trafficking. He also brought out treasury notes which circumvented the banks making their obscene profits. And it was just 10 days before his assassination that he spoke at Columbia University from a second-story balcony. And I got to tell you, Columbia now denies that he was ever on their campus. But there was a time, 10 days before his assassination, that he was up there. And he said, "The great office of the president is being used to foment a plot." His words. "Against the American people's freedom, and before I leave office, I tend to inform them of that plot." We're going to be right back. We got a quick break coming up here.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Otto sitting in for John Stadtmiller tonight. We've just covered a part of a speech by JFK, in which he talks about the great monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. The kind of rhetoric that gets a person in trouble and caused him to be assassinated out in the Masonic Dealey Square in Texas. Now, we also heard from the Senate in the Iran-Contra hearings, in which we find out from Senator Inouye that they were talking about something that they called the secret government, the parallel government, and my very favorite, the shadow government. I think shadow government is most applicable for those who have conspired with Satan to rule us and run us. And it was Senator Inouye that pointed pointed out that they had, in this shadow government, they had their own army, their own navy, their own treasury, their own air force. But anyway, we really became quite angry with Congressman Jack Brooks when he started asking Ollie North questions about whether or not they really truly had planned to suspend the Constitution. Senator Inouye wanted him to say that kind of information for executive meetings because, and Brooks pressed on. He wanted to find out more about that. And he told him why he thought it was important. And Senator Inouye became more excited and more agitated. Now, those who know that something is drastically wrong and will search diligently will find that the culprit comprise a large satanic cult that only pretends to be Jews. Anything less than a stringently diligent search will probably lead to the wrong conclusion, that is, that the Hebrew descendants of the Old Testament are guilty. Now, a secondary objective of the innermost circle of these false Jews or pseudo-Jews is the total annihilation of the real Hebrew children. And it would be appropriate to call them anti-Semitic. The programs of a century ago were a trial run. Hitler's Nazi regime was a more serious effort, and the third wave of this Holocaust is planned for soon when the Christians and Jews are pitted against Islamic forces in World War III. And at that critical time, the perpetrators plan to blame all the evils of the world on the real Jews, in an effort to manipulate the Christians into changing sides and joining the Muslims in genocide against the Jews. And if that propaganda were to be successful, then nearly everyone would be against the real Hebrews in a real Holocaust. Now, we're going to take calls this evening, and we've got one on the line here right now. Those who want to call in may do so at 1-800-313-9443. We've got Morris in Texas. Jump yes, right sir. Into it, would you please, Morris?
Yes, sir. Mr. Otto, you're my brother in Yahweh. I just really do appreciate your spiritual contact with this entire message of this world order. I call it the world order, not the new world order. There's nothing new about it.
No, it's hundreds of years old.
And I really want to thank personally John Staten Miller, Republic Broadcasting, Sandy, all the people that work for him and you. I feel like we're family. And the main reason I called in was just to say that I thank y'all. And I know y'all don't need it, maybe not even want it, but I so connect with you. I feel like you're family.
Well, thank you. I feel a real kinship, a brotherhood with the Christian patriots. And
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
But anyway, I did. Do you remember the name of the gentleman that was supposed to take over security, and he died the same day that he took his first day at work? He worked for the federal government.
You talking about at the World Trade Center?
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't know his name. That was his first day. Do you recall who it was that was head of security at the World Trade Center right up until that day?
It wasn't one of the Bush's brothers.
Yes, it was. It was Marvin Bush.
Marvin Bush, yes. I believe it was like a FBI personnel, director of FBI or somebody like that. They found him.
He was part of the security for the federal government, and he was squeezed out. And he got this job in time to die and shut his mouth.
Yeah, and he thought that he had got a great opportunity. And that's, I guess that's the message. That's really the only thing that I wanted to say. I know that Pied Piper mentioned that, we had talked before and he had said, you could work for the Mossad and not even know it. And the only thing that I wanted to share on the program this evening was the fact that we need to separate emotions from spirituality. You know, they're two separate paradigms. We live by faith, not by feelings. And that's really the only thing that I wanted to express today, and at least get a 1611 King James Bible. Research the scriptures, and you can never go wrong with the word of our Creator.
I'll say that again.
You can never go wrong with following the word of our Creator.
Sure can.
And
you must remember too that His name is Yahweh.
Exactly.
His title is God. God means superior being, and so it certainly applies to the supreme being. But
yes, sir.
It is His name that is holy.
Thank you, brother. That's all
you,
I
Morris.
Really have
appreciate
to share.
Your call. Have a good
okay.
day, buddy.
Great.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I would ask that when you call in that you jump right into the fray here with the important information about the New World Order or whatever it is you want to talk about. That was very kind of Morris, but we don't want to use up valuable radio time for strokes. It's important that we stick right to the subject matter and do all that we can to take a shot at this New World Order. Now, we were talking about these pseudo-Jews that came from Caesarea and their intent to annihilate the real Hebrew children. Now, they would like to have us wage war against the real Jews in a real Holocaust. And the masses have never been informed of the plans of these conspirators because they own the international banking and insurance syndicate. That round-robin syndicate, in turn, owns the newspapers, the television, and Hollywood, as well as most of the national governments in the world and nearly all the industry. And the few who are aware of this plot mistakenly believe that it is a Jewish conspiracy because many leaders have Jewish sounding names. Others who note the plethora of Jewish sounding names in the highest pinnacles of TV, publishing, government, financing, marketing, industry, medicine, law, etc., build up resentment for the backlash that will coincide with World War III. And the final wave of this Holocaust, as I said before, is aimed at the real Hebrew children and Aryans in general. Now, we'd like to tell you who these people, these conspirators, really are, where they come from, how they've nearly accomplished their goal of world government, and the unseemly game plan for the future. It starts at around 500 A.D. when a subset of the Turkish Huns were expelled from Turkey for being despicably evil. Participation by nearly everyone in Turkey was needed for the rout, but animosity was a great motivating force. This sect of the Tatars was called Khazars. And after being driven out of Turkey, some fled to the west and became gypsies. And those who went east with their king, who was called a Chagan, settled in between the Caspian and Black Seas in what is known as the steppes of Russia and areas north of there to the Caucasus Mountains. Their capital city, Attil, was located at the mouth of the Volga, at the Volga River, and due to their fierce and vengeful nature, they soon dominated an area in excess of 800,000 square miles, easily conquering the relatively peaceful agrarian Slavs that were already there. Approximately 2.5 centuries later, their monarch, called a Chagan, came under pressure to take sides in the contention between Islamic and Christian factions that were growing around him. And to avoid offending either, King Bulan opted for a politically expedient maneuver. In 741 A.D., he called in all the religious leaders in the area to get their input and then decreed...
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Welcome back to the Intelligence Report. This is Jack Otto sitting in for John Stadtmiller on this Wednesday, April 11th, 2007. We were talking about the Khazar warriors that pretended to embrace Judaism. And it happened in 741 AD when he felt a great deal of pressure to take sides in the contention between Islamic and Eastern Orthodox Christian factions that were growing up around him. And what he did was he called in all the religious leaders of the area to get their input and then decreed Judaism the official language for his 20 million people. Now, it was done to avoid offending either the Christians or the Islam, Muslims. Now, he had 20 million people under his domain at the time, and that included 4,000 nobility. Those Khazars who had fled to the west, to Bulgaria and Hungary and Romania, some 200 years earlier, did not pursue the Jewish role and became the gypsy that roamed and ripped so ruthlessly. Of these new converts, and I have to put that in quotation mark, to Judaism, had no written language and little science. So the Semitic Hebrews taught them much. And these Khazars used the Hebrew alphabet, or the phonics, to codify their Khazarian language. Now, many words were incorporated from other languages, primarily Germanic, to form the Yiddish language. And due to the common use of the Hebrew alphabet, Yiddish appears to be Hebrew, but it is not. And much of their incorporated language was German because many youths were sent to school there. See, the Aryans were needed for their sciences, but hated due to the threat they posed to conquest. The Aryans had always been formidable foes to the Khazarian adventure. Anti-Aryanism precipitated the misnomer anti-Semitism. It is the Christian Aryans, as well as the real Semitic Hebrews, that are slated for extinction by these false Jews. Even when the acceptance of a religion is less than genuine, those who wish to fake it must study it to successfully charade. And in the course of studying their new religion, these Khazars came across a character in Hebrew writings with whom they could truly identify. It was Lucifer, the morning light, that fell from heaven and became Satan, our adversary, the prince of darkness. And they formed a secret society within Judaism dedicated to Satan. And this paralleled these people's existing religion, the worship of a Salic demon god of evil. There are three major classifications of Jews in this world. First, they are the true Semitic people from the Middle East. They have similar appearance to other Semites, the Arabs. The Falasha are black Jews of Africa who have preserved some of the tradition as the genetic material became virtually African. And the third segment is this Ashkenazi or Eastern European Jews who ensued from the Khazars and became a false diaspora that comprises approximately 92% of those who claim to be Jews. I want to say that not all these Ashkenazi Jews are dedicated to the satanic movement. Their philosophy, as well as their genetic material, has been diluted over time, and today there are many upstanding Ashkenazi who worship the God of good and eschew the evil Satan. However, there is a hard core of evil at the very center of those who say they speak for the Jews, and part of their game plans is to see that all real Old Testament Hebrews are annihilated. And much of the base of movement against that force of evil comes from members within the sect who abhor evil and have spoken out against it, oftentimes at great personal expense. Those who find it difficult to believe that such could exist in secret need to turn to the New Testament and read Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. Most of our founding fathers belonged to secret societies like the Masons without knowing who was behind the organization. So they unwittingly raised money for these pseudo-Jews, not realizing that the proceeds were going to causes they would not wittingly support. Some mistakenly blamed the real Hebrew children for the deeds of false Jews who only masquerade as servants of the God of good. They do not serve the Creator. They serve Satan. Now, there's an important reference in the last book of the Bible in Revelation. In the 9th verse of both the 2nd and 3rd chapter, we find reference to, quote, those who say they are Jews and are not. And the segments are worth quoting. In 2:9 it says, I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. And it says in Revelation 3:9, I quote, Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. See, both references in this prophecy section of the Bible refers to the synagogue of Satan that is comprised of people who say they are Jews but are not. We've got a break coming up here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back to the National Intelligence Report. This is Jack Otto sitting in for John Stadtmuller. We've been talking about the false Jews and their plans to foment World War III. And we ought to take a step back and look at the formulation of one of their organizations, one called the Illuminati. It was commissioned by Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, who went by the name of Rothschild. Each of his five sons came into the family business at the age of 12 and was later sent out to gain control of the banking institutions of the world. Nathan went to London at the age of 21 and quickly proved himself to be shrewd. Jacob, who went by the name of James, went to Paris to bank. Solomon went to Vienna. Kalman, who called himself Carl, went to Amsterdam. And Amschel Jr. stayed in Frankfurt. This was the seed of international banking. It was Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, a.k.a. Rothschild, who said, I quote, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its law," end of quote. You see, he knew whoever issued paper money would have enough to buy politicians and finance the careers of those sympathetic and likely to remain loyal. His version of the golden rule must have been, he who has the gold makes the rules. And it was on the occasion of a party that Rothschild boasted, I care not what puppet is placed upon the throne of England to rule the empire on which the sun never sets. The man that controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, and I control the British money supply. End of quote. He generated enough wealth to gain that control through international banking. The gold was transferred by paperwork from one Rothschild bank to another in foreign land, thereby avoiding the risk of physically transporting gold on the high seas. Now, one of his fundraising projects consisted of having thugs kidnap German men to be sold to Great Britain as warrior slaves through the House of Hesse Castle. William the Ninth was the landgrave of Hesse Castle, and he inherited one of the largest private fortunes in all of Europe when his father passed on in 1785. It is estimated to have been more than 12.5 billion ounces of gold. After the battle with Napoleon on June 6 of 1806, Wilhelm IX, the Elector of Hesse Castle, had to flee to Denmark for safety. And he left 150,000 ounces of gold and some very important papers. Say that again? Well, he left important papers with Rothschild, who was able to successfully hide the sum with Napoleon's soldiers by concealing it in wine casks. And it was kept safe until the Elector's return in 1814. This made Rothschild indispensable to Wilhelm IX, and from his fiduciary position, Rothschild was able to embezzle much of that fortune, which became the base of his financial empire. We got a call from Colorado. I didn't catch the gentleman's name.
Hi, this is Rita in Colorado.
Oh, it was Rita. Okay.
Hi. I wanted to talk about what you were saying about the people who call themselves Jews and are not. And I think what we need to kind of put that in modern context is with what we've got really are the people who call themselves Christians and are not. And if you go to the RBN website, there's a link called News Uncovered. And if you scroll down there toward the bottom, there's a link that and a story about Bush being banned from the birthplace of Jesus Christ. George Bush and Tony Blair are forever banned from the Church of the Nativity. You know, a lot of people don't really understand that. But, you know, what we really have going on are these leaders who call themselves Christian and are not. And so that, you know, and also that kind of puts into context the Ashkenazi, because they were, you know, they could not call themselves Orthodox Christians. So
I think you've been Orthodox Jews.
Yeah. I mean, like when we read the Bible, that was back when there were Jews and there weren't Christians. So now there are Christians. You know, I think when you talk also about the tribe of Judah, you know, there are people who kept their faith and descended from the tribe of Judah. And, you know, I think a lot of them are called Christians nowadays. Don't you think so, Jack?
Well, sometimes this is a complicated issue, and it's been deliberately complicated. Simply, in the Old Testament era, there were 12 Hebrew tribes. The 10 northern tribes were called the House of Israel. The 2 southern tribes were called Benjamin and Judah. Now, we say Judah today, but it was only for the last couple of hundred years that the J had a just sound to it. It was pronounced more like a Y. And until that time, those from the house of Judah came from an area called Judea, or more properly, Judea. And it was from this line that the Messiah, whose proper name is Yeshua, not Jesus. Jesus means son of Zeus. Jesus, son of Zeus. So those who followed the Messiah became known as Christians, although, again, that's not a proper term. We have to be careful that we don't let them confuse us with the redefinition of words. And we see that there's always this work at making this paradigm shift.
Right. That I see also kind of played in the media and what we're kind of up against is we see problems, you know, and it's also related to the motive for 911. You know, we get close to stories talking about, you know, who these people are, what is their motive, and then, you know, immediately there will be a whole lot of stories obfuscating, getting to the point of what that's about. And it's a lot about what is the point, about why are the Ashkenazis not Orthodox Christians, you know, why are we calling the Saxe-Coburg Gothas, who call themselves Windsors, the new Ashkenazis now? Because when you understand some of parts about the scripture, there are just basic choices that people make. And these choices determine the flock that they're in. It's not always just descending from a bloodline. It's the choices people make.
Yes, and sometimes they've made some pretty bad choices, especially
right.
when they decide to align themselves with the forces of evil. Now, you were talking about the people from who call themselves Windsor, which would be the Queen of England today, who actually are Saxe-Coburg Gotha. When one of the Illuminati couriers, a guy by the name of Lance, who had been a Christian evangelist, he actually abandoned God, left his service, and joined up with the forces of evil, the Illuminati. And he was acting as a courier going from Frankfurt, Germany to Silesia and Paris to take Illuminati materials there to help foment the revolution there that they conducted, not under the name of Illuminati, but under a different name called the Jacobins. They always conceal themselves behind a front organization and a front enterprise.
It's just, that's part of the whole monolithic religious complex, also connected to the Church of Rome and the Dominicans. Some people say that's an order of the Dominicans.
Yes, and when this courier was struck by lightning, the materials on his possession were passed up the chain of command to the Elector of Bavaria, who staged simultaneous raids on not only Adam Weishaupt, but many of his friends in the Illuminati organization. And it was at that time that Adam Weishaupt fled to the Elector of Saxe-Gotha. And it was because that irreverent duke put him up that he was rewarded with the monarchy in Great Britain and became the Windsors, when they're really the Saxe-Coburg Gotha. Now, they're married to, the queen is married to a guy whose real name is not Philip. It was Schleswig-Holstein-Sonderburg-Glucksberg. It's a big mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we have to understand that these people are all elements of these false Jews. Did you have anything else, Rita?
Well, I also, just to put it in perspective, I think we can look back at the 20th century and see all these wars, and it was always these same people on both sides. And so they had it fixed so whoever was going to win, it would be in that false Jewish house that it would end up. You know, even though it looked like, well, we still have Christians. Look, well, not really, you know.
Well, really, not in the high places, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's all them. Well, thank you very much for your call, Rita.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Good show.
All right. Now, it was right after World War One. Continuing on what Rita just brought up here. Well, it's actually before World War One. It was right after the Napoleonic Wars that the big shots for Baron Rothschild, I guess he wasn't really a baron at that time, tried to bring together the dignitaries of the world in the Congress of Vienna. And it was their notion that war was brought about by national fervor. And that if we had a world forum in which people could discuss things, we could survive and transcend wars. But it was the Tsar of Russia that had remembered about these texts that were published by the Elector of Bavaria. And this Elector of Bavaria had warned about their game plan to bring about world government. And the Tsar started quoting about that, and he was the one that was personally responsible for shooting down their efforts to bring about world government at that time. And it angered Rothschild, and he swore at that time that he or his family would one day destroy the entire Romanov family. And we see that that's exactly what was accomplished in October 17th of the year 1917. Now, going back to what I was talking about before Rita came in, about the Rothschilds and the early startings of the Illuminati, and I wanted to mention that the slave trade had been nearly as important to the Rothschilds as was banking usury. And it was in the year 1787 that they sold 12,000 Germans to the King of England for a price of 80,000 pounds sterling. Such a slave-gathering operation is not always successful, and occasionally a victim would escape and tell about the experience. And as a consequence, word leaked out, to some of the people anyway. As rumors of the deed spread, Rothschild became feared and hated. These were the same Hessian mercenaries that were used by King George to fight against the American colonists. Eventually, many of the Hessian warrior slaves defected to the American revolutionary camps, and others just dissolved into the great, wide-open wilderness of the West. And it is this forced importation of German slaves is part of why that is the largest ethnic population in America today. Now, Rothschild recruited a man named Adam Weishaupt, who was born one of these Ashkenazi Jews. Now, Ashkenaz was one of the grandsons of Noah's sons. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And this was the grandson of Japheth, son of Gomer. And so when they talk about themselves being Ashkenazi Jews, they're talking about themselves being Asiatic Jews. The real Jews are Semite. And Semite is a term for Caucasian, meaning Shemite. It is now modernly referred to as a language group, but nevertheless, that is the point. Now, Weishaupt had friends in the French court who practiced the black art and infant sacrifice. And this Professor Weishaupt decided to obtain copies of black magic books like the Kabbalah and the Greater Key of Solomon and the Lesser Key of Solomon. And Rothschild heard of his interest and approached him with copies of these rare texts, plus some others like the Book of Shadows and Necronomicon. And it was from there that their relationship was cemented, and Weishaupt was enlisted by Rothschilds to write what became the Protocols of the Meeting of the Learned Elders of Zion, and to institute a Bavarian secret organization called the Illuminati. The Illuminati is comprised of 9 degrees. They are preparation, novice, Minerval, Illuminatus Minor, Freemason, Presbyter, or Presbyter, Regent, Magus, and Rex. Now, this sect of the Illuminati mirrored predecessor organizations of similar bent. Some examples are the Alumbrados. That was the Illuminati of Spain that was formed by Ignatius of Loyola in 1520. And that organization, the Alumbrados, the Illuminati of Spain, the name of it was changed to the Society of Jesus, that is, the Jesuits. We've got a break coming up here. Please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the Illuminati, and we mentioned specifically here, just before the break, the Alumbrados. That's the Illuminati of Spain, formed in 1520 by Ignatius Loyola. Now, they changed their name to Jesuits and infiltrated the Catholic Church and took that over. Then there was another Illuminati organization called the Rite of Swedenborg. That's the Illuminati of Stockholm that was formed in 1721 AD. And then, of course, there was the Supreme Council and Grand Orient de la France. The Illuminati of France formed in 1725 A.D. and passed themselves off as the Jacobins. Then there was the Illuminati of Avignon in 1760 A.D. And the Bavarian branch soon outstripped the others in size and importance. The only real big one is the Jesuits, who now have complete control of the Catholic Church. Okay, Weishaupt commenced recruiting members from the Masonic Lodge Theodore in Munich, and recruits required to give detailed autobiographies with emphasis on dirty laundry and closet skeletons so that they could be blackmailed to stay in line. Only those people who were vulnerable to critical blackmail are elevated to positions of authority within the Illuminati. And the assassins policed the membership. Their favorite tool of execution was, and still is, poison. And I think they now have respect for nuclear toxicity and germ warfare. We've got a caller, Brian from New York. Jump right into it.
Hi there. I'm looking for some written material that can back up the facts about the Ashkenazi Jews and the separation and linking it to the conspiracy.
Well, there's lots of material. You have to do some digging. There's not many places where it's all assembled in one spot. I have compiled much of this information, and I've sent it to John Stadtmiller. He's going to publish the book entitled World War III, but I think he's been hit enough recently that it set him back financially, and he's going to have to step back and catch his breath here before he can press on.
Okay. Well, is there somewhere you can point me that will help with the biblical part?
The biblical part, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, those who say they are Jews and are not. They don't mention Ashkenazi. This was formed in 741 A.D., so Revelation was written in about 100 years after the passing of our and resurrection of our Messiah. So that's not going to be in the Bible, but it is predicted in the Bible when it mentions those who say they are Jews and are not. Now, there's a text written by a guy named Arthur Koestler called The 13th Tribe, in which he talks about these Ashkenazi and how they pretended to embrace Judaism. He mentions early 700s. I give you the exact date, 741 A.D. I do have much of this information, but I only have it on CD right now. If you want it, I could send it to you. Send me a letter to my post office box.
Okay.
Jack Otto, OTTO, Post Office Box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127.
Okay.
I have assembled this. It's not in one spot. I have probably a couple hundred books in my bibliography. So it's not all, I can't send you to a book that will have it all in there except perhaps my own. I'll be selling my book for $25 when we can get it all published here. I have some very few copies left, so I'm not going to be selling hard copies, but I can send you only an electronic copy. It's